I'm Marissa Melton. An Afghan Air Force pilot was killed by a bomb in Kabul on Saturday, according to officials, in an attack claimed by the Taliban. Officials said the pilot, Hamidullah Azimi, was traveling when a sticky bomb attached to his vehicle went off. 5 civilians were injured in the explosion. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement the Taliban had carried out the attack. Reuters news agency has reported that the Taliban are waging a campaign to assassinate pilots while they're off their military bases. Afghan officials say at least 7 Afghan pilots had died in such attacks before Saturday's killing. The Taliban has confirmed a program that would see U.S.-trained Afghan pilots, quote, targeted and eliminated. U.S. and Afghan officials believe the targeting of pilots by the Taliban is a direct effort to destroy Afghanistan's core of U.S. and NATO-trained military pilots as fighting escalates across the country. The Taliban, who have no air force, are looking to level the playing field. Deadly fighting erupted Saturday between rival factions and the political party of South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar. The clashes erupted after Machar's rivals declared on Wednesday they had deposed him as head of the party because he failed to represent their interests. Armed forces led by a rival general in the party launched an attack on Machar's military forces. A Machar spokesman told reporters that Machar's forces fought back, killing 2 major generals and more than 27 of the opposing fighters. He said Machar's forces lost 3 men. The fighting could not be independently confirmed, and there was no immediate response from the opposing forces. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. averaged more than 107,000 new COVID-19 cases a day for the first week of August, this according to Johns Hopkins University on Saturday. For comparison, on June 7th, the U.S. reported just over 10,000 new cases, this according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread quickly through the United States. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said earlier this week that infections in the United States could be up to several hundred thousand a day, similar to our surge in early January. After peaking at nearly 250,000 infections per day in early January, cases bottomed out in June but began increasing again, even as U.S. adults were being vaccinated. 50.6% of the population in the United States has now been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. According to Johns Hopkins, the Southeast U.S. has some of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. The region has also seen the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients increase by 50% to a daily average of over 17,600 over the past week. Florida is now considered by the CDC to be the national epicenter of the pandemic. The state broke another record Saturday with nearly 24,000 new infections in a 24-hour period. That's the largest single-day number of cases in Florida since the pandemic began more than a year ago. U.S. authorities said Saturday they were searching for 5 people missing as a huge wildfire raged in Northern California, leaving 2 towns in little more than cinders. The Dixie Fire, the largest active wildfire in the United States, recently became the 3rd largest in California history. As of Saturday, it had blackened some 446,000 acres in 4 counties, and the Cal Fire website says the Dixie Fire is now 21% contained. Officials said Saturday that 5 other missing people have been found. Dennis D.T. Thomas, a founding member of the long-running soul funk band Kool & the Gang, has died at age 70. A statement from his representative said Thomas died peacefully in his sleep Saturday in Montclair, New Jersey. Kool & the Gang are known for soul funk hits such as Celebration and Get Down on It. Thomas contributed performances on alto sax, flute, and percussion. He also served as master of ceremonies at the band's shows. His last appearance was on the 4th of July at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. Not a bad way to go out. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.